Lesson 3, International Treaties and Iranian Law. When you complete this lesson, you will be able to understand 1, international treaties and Iran's legal system, 2, the procedures by which a declaration is adopted in Iran, and 3, challenges posed by Iran's constitution in implementing human rights standards. Check out this lesson, International Treaties and Iranian Law, in the online course, which can be found at www.nabs-iran.com/en/e-learning for a chart that outlines the most fundamental human rights treaties and Iran's status on each of these treaties. The Constitution of the Islamic Republic is the most important legal reference in Iran. The Constitution holds a higher status in the hierarchy of laws than all the laws passed by the Iranian parliament or majlis. Before laws can be ratified by the parliament, they must be reviewed and approved by the Guardian Council to ensure their compatibility with Islamic rules and compliance with the Constitution. Similar to domestic laws, international treaties are not implemented unless voted on by the parliament and approved by the Guardian Council to ensure they do not contradict the laws of Islam and the Constitution. Chapter 3 of the Constitution establishes and defines the rights of the people. Comparing the articles of this chapter with the human rights standards and commitments that Iran is obligated to abide by, 2 notable points stand out. First, there are certain rights not expressly covered or protected by the Constitution, including the right to free choice and conversion of religions, and provision of equal rights for all people regardless of their sexual orientation, religion, or beliefs. And second, recognition of fundamental rights in several cases is constrained and made conditional to their compliance with the rules and edicts of Islam, as interpreted in the Iranian context. In addition to the legal language outlined in Chapter 3, which can be used as limiting factors in the protection of human rights, there are also other legal bases within the Constitution that are used to justify certain practices and restrictions on human rights. For example, Chapter 1.4 lays out provisions and mechanisms of compliance with Islam. This article impacts the implementation of human rights standards as it awards exclusive authority to the 6 Islamic jurisprudents, fuqaha, of the Guardian Council to decide whether freedoms or rights are compatible with the edicts of Islam. Because the Guardian Council serves as the sole reference for determining compliance with Islam, there is little room for different interpretations, constructive debate, or the emergence of different ideas on Iranian law.